Klingon word from the word.
Joka brings the kesh vo the tukpu dachpar. Rak chen the thoughts vo the rotpu dachtach vo robe effect. The kesh vo joka stands fast rech. The thoughts vo daj tik dach hoch dishme. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the thoughts of the peoples to be of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Here's some thoughts about what I don't think these verses are saying and why I think the Bible, especially the language of the Psalms, would connect with Klingons. First, I don't think this passage is necessarily saying the nations have nothing to offer, that their culture, their values, their ideals are simply chaff. That might be the idea you'd get if you read only the first verse regarding how God brings their thoughts and counsel to nothing, but only the most ignorant person would not know that there is rich culture and history among the peoples of the world. And the good things found among the peoples of the world are part of God's blessings to them. They're the gifts of the Almighty that he bestows on the rich and poor alike. But taken together with the next verse, we see that the psalmist is giving us a contrast, making a statement about the relative worth of our cultures against the measure of eternity. This is an example of something I think would resonate with Klingons. The way the scriptures, in a blunt, earthy way, make a point. It isn't that the word is presenting a parochial, jingoistic, anti-foreigner jibe. We're being reminded that against eternity, the only thing that lasts will be what is rooted in God. The White House, Pentagon, Kremlin, Taj Mahal, Great Wall of China, Sphinx, whatever monument to humanity you name, they will not last. In Klingon, there's a construction called the Lao Push construction, from the words for many, Lao, and few, Push. They set a framework to say X is Lao, Y is Push. In other words, X is better or greater than Y. You might put these verses as God's thoughts, Lao, humans' thoughts, Push. I think it also is worth noting that the first verse speaks of the council, Kesh in Klingon, which translates the Hebrew Etzah, of nations and thoughts of peoples, using the same Hebrew words, Goy, nations, and Am, people, which are used in Psalm 117, the shortest chapter of the Bible, which is a universal call to all people, Goy and Am, to unite in praising God. Probably it's a coincidence, but it's one that to me underlines the point here, not a dismissal or insult to the people of the world, but a reminder that we need to anchor our thoughts and plans not to our own selves, but to the Creator who loves us and who offers us a refuge that will not fail. Joka brings the kesh vo the tukpu dach par, rak chen the thoughts vo the rotpu dach tach vo grobe effect. The kesh vo joka stands fast rech, the thoughts vo daj dich dach hoch dishme. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the thoughts of the peoples to be of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations.
This has been Joel Anderson with a Klingon word from the word. For more about the Klingon language version and links to past shows, please visit klingonword.org. There you'll also find links to the great shows available at the Godcast Network and Catholic Tuner. For daily scripture readings, please check out the links to The Whole Truth and Verbum Domini. Thanks for listening.